Today on Bible Man, we learned that Nicole is a conceited fweek.
And James is a hussy-ass b-.
No, I'm not. And I've told you this many times. Don't curse in the intro. I need to bleep that.
And we learned that James has a big old d-.
And that's a rumor you need to stop spreading. It's not true.
It's fact.
I've seen it.
Oh, it's our guest is coming in on this. And I know you've been telling the Horror Crunk Entertainment folks that too. Everyone, it's average at best.
Dude, you sent them photos.
No. It was photos of an album cover. Don't think I'm just sending pics unsolicited.
I mean, it basically was.
Okay, all right. My name is James.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm defeated. This is a Mostly
Babbling
Bible Man. Yes, guys. Like I said, my name is James, and oh, everyone, we learned that God forgives and God forgets all my sins and selfishness. Then why does he keep bringing up that time I wouldn't give him a cookie, okay, Jesus? Yes, I made a plate of cookies, Al Foster style, but I calculated for my current cookie craving, so technically Jesus is being selfish and inconsiderate to my time management and meal prep, okay? I had enough milk for my cookies. If any gets misplaced, if any gets added, I don't have enough milk, but oh man, I don't want to just be drinking frothy milk. No, thank you. But speaking of someone who can make milk herself, almond style, it's my guest, or not my guest, my co-host, my queen, the bricks, Jakus.
Hi.
You thought I was going to bring up milky titties, didn't you?
I did. I definitely did.
No, almond milk, baby.
I'm not even responding because...
You make paper milk now.
There's no need. Ooh, paper milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't drink it, though.
Oh, everyone should drink paper milk, especially the white paper, you know?
Yeah, it's full of bleach.
How hard do you have to squeeze a piece of paper to get the milk out?
Well,
you soak in water first. Oh,
we should just introduce our guest, but we won't. You soak it in water just like you would with almond milk or oat milk, and then you put it in a milk bag and you strain it real good. And that water that's there, it's just water infused with milk, just like oat milk is water infused with oats.
What kind of paper?
Yeah, any color, Nicole, right?
Is it construction paper primarily, or like, can you get different flavors from like the different colors?
Ooh.
It's usually cardstock because that's just what's available with fun colors.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make milk out of any craft material, like
glue milk,
crayon milk, glue milk, right? Glitter milk.
I don't know if you could make crayon milk.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's wax.
It needs something that's porous that can take in water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like me on my period, am I right?
What?
I take in water and I get bloated and then I need someone to milk me.
I hate this. I hate it here.
You don't, you love it here. It's your home.
But in this moment is what I mean.
This magic moment. Well, hey, I don't need to ask for forgiveness for you, Nicole, for saying all these wacky, wild things because God forgives, God forgets.
Amen.
I forgive, but I never forget, which means I never fully forgive.
Okay. You forgive, but you don't forget?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's what most people should do.
Yeah.
Forgive someone for past actions, but never forget because you always want to keep that in your back pocket and throw it out at them so they feel ashamed.
Right. It's like a good weapon in arguments as well, right? It's like, I forgave that, but every once in a while, in case like I need it, I'm going to pull that out and just like...
Sure. Yeah.
Throw it at you.
Let Jesus in the cookies.
Exactly.
This is based off from a...
What the fuck you're talking about?
This is the Jesus always bringing up how I wouldn't give him a cookie. This is based on a real thing that happened to me, not with Jesus and I, but with an ex and I.
Again, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You should elaborate so we can understand the situation.
Okay, so I had a plate of cookies, maybe 12 to 17. They were Oreos. And I was probably going downstairs to watch, let's say, 30 Rock.
That's a lot of Oreos.
So,
but is it 18?
If it's on the 12 side, that's not that much for a thing of milk.
Right.
This is my dessert style.
I'd say like 6.
6? That's not enough. But you're such a tiny individual.
Yeah.
You can barely fit a hot dog in that mouth.
Okay.
All right. You're like, oh, it's too much, guys.
How many Oreos come in a pack? What, 50?
No, it's I think it's 18. And I might have, let's say I had a sleeve.
Oh, if it's 18 a pack.
No, 18 a sleeve. So it's 3.
Oh, okay.
Wait, Nicole's just leaving. No, she has Oreos. You have a phone. You could have Googled this. You don't need to leave the room, Nicole.
But we're talking about them, and the urge to eat Oreos is also triggering me. So.
Oh, no.
I just do not have them at my disposal.
But I think Nicole, unless she has double stuffed, it's not going to be accurate, I don't think, because that's what I was working with.
Double stuffed, 18 a sleeve, and there's 3 sleeves?
This is already a stumpy one, so I probably had more per sleeve, but let's find out. Will you talk into the mic?
That's why I yell.
Oh, no, Nicole.
I'm like, I'm eating the microphone. I think too much. I'm eating the microphone because I think it's like a big Oreo. I don't have them here.
It doesn't say how many.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't?
12 servings. So there's 24.
In a single pack?
Oh, in a pack. And you had 18?
Serving size is 2 cookies.
Okay, well, hold on.
That don't mean anything, right? Serving size is like the actual like temperature outside. And then like, you know, the temperature of what it feels like outside is actually what matters, right?
Yeah.
That's like what an actual serving size. I feel like an actual serving size is like 6 Oreos.
So for normal Oreos, it's 12 to 15 per sleeve. So like one row of cookies. So if I was rocking the double stuffed, let's say it was 12 Oreos on my plate. Let's get back to the story. Oh,
that's enough to share.
But the milk, guys, it's need to remember the milk. And I will say, she comes in and says, oh, can I have one? And I don't flat out say no. I look at her and I look at the plate. And I go, I guess, but like I really calculated this for how many Oreos I want right now.
Yeah.
And then she would always bring it up.
Yeah, that's fair.
No.
You had already done the math, right?
Uh-huh.
And you weren't, yeah.
I'd say you did it incorrectly. You should have been like, okay, I'll grab like 2 more in it case.
Depends on the day and how depressed you were.
Oh, if we're talking to the ex-girlfriend, yeah, I was depressed nonstop. Not because of her, because of my age and my living situation.
I feel like my Oreo intake is like equal to like my depression swings, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This was during the time when I went home to I was so excited to have some Pizza Hut pizza. It was left over in the fridge. I opened it up only to find out her brother had eaten all of it, and then I started crying in the basement. So trust me, I needed those additional Oreos.
Yeah.
For that serotonin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But let's introduce our guest, Nicole.
Okay.
You know him from the amazing band Parallels, and you can listen to their first single, Photo, wherever music is found, and it's a goddamn good single. It is Travis Heima.
Thank you. It's glad to be here.
It was so hard for me this past week not to message you and be like, hey, man, just so you know, that single is amazing because I wanted to do it here.
Mm,
thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. We worked hard on it and turned out as well as we could make it. So thank you.
And as well as you make it is gold status, certifiably. Ooh.
Thank you.
Not platinum yet, just because, you know, people like that pop stuff, but gold for sure.
Yeah.
In New Zealand.
New Zealand gold standard.
Yes. So, you know, you sold like 30,000.
Oh, that's how it equals out, huh?
Uh-huh. Because the lower population, the lower you need to get to gold.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. No, I appreciate the shout out. It's exciting. Yeah. We just launched last Friday. So it's all fresh and new and big things are happening. And we got a music video out and a single out. And then expect more in the next 6 weeks. We're going to be dropping another single here in like hopefully April is the plan. So
hell yeah.
Be on the lookout for that. Yeah.
Where was the music video shot?
Oh, goodness. It was just shot at a couple of different places. We did it at a local thrift store here. The parts that are like store where you could definitely tell like it's in some sort of clothing store. Because the bit is supposed to be our lead singer, Sean, is a washed out model photographer that now after his career is destined to work as a JCPenney photographer. I don't know if you guys got like pictures when you were kids taken at JCPenney, but like every Thanksgiving or Christmas, we were at JCPenney. So we needed a clothing store, but like getting JCPenney to sign off on that was like not in our budget, right? It's like, we're just like debuting our first single and like taking a risk to do a music video just out the get-go as well. So our lead singer's wife is also a high school art teacher. She runs like the art department for a local high school here. So she had access to like the whole art department at a high school, like on a weekend.
Hell yeah.
So we're like, well, we'll shoot the photo booth part in there because that's going to take up the most amount of time. And if we can score getting shots at like local clothing store, then like it's a plus, but we might have to like day of or weekend of kind of shift gears here in the story and try to like make up for it somehow. Our plan actually was we were just going to like run into a JCPenney's or any clothing store and continue to just like take shots until we got kicked out, right? And then whatever we got, we got. But the very last second, I ended up driving into, I was driving around looking for costumes for like the video and stopped at a thrift store and just was like, yo, what are the chances of us being able to be in here and shoot a music video? And, you know, talking to a couple of different people, they were like, go for it on this day. So we showed up and we shot that part, and they don't want to be shouted out because they're like a religious thrift store.
Oh, okay.
And you know, the video is not like a religious thing. So we did it two different spots. So we kind of, and honestly, sort of miraculous how the whole video fell into line. It ended up being, we did it really fast. We had the idea and met with the videographer only 2 weeks prior to shooting, and we were doing it all ourselves. We were working with a really low budget. So we just, Bible Man came through and just blessed us, whatever it was, the Saint Bible Man, and everything lined up. So it was a fun gig. We had a good time, and you guys can check it out on YouTube.
I'll say this, it does not look low budget.
No, it does not. No, shout out to Jake Burgess. He does great work, and he ended up working with our budget, and man, he blew us out of the water. I mean, I was like beyond ecstatic when I got that back. I was not expecting it to look that nice. I was maybe a little suspicious because, you know, when he had started pulling out of his equipment the day of, he pulled out a camera that looked like a bazooka. I was like, this thing looks like maybe like a weapon, you know? So at that point on, I was like, maybe we're going to get lucky here and this thing's going to look really nice, and ended up looking like spectacular. So,
or you were like, oh, I think the lead singer might be going into debt for this.
Yeah, no, we scored on it. So it was fun time, and go check it out, please. If you're interested in any type of like indie rock, give us a follow on Spotify as well. And yeah, big things coming for Parallels.
Hell yeah. Do you think if we recorded this podcast in that Christian thrift shop, they would allow us to shout them out?
Maybe, perhaps.
Because it's Bible Man, baby.
Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe. You know, they were so good to work with. I'll run an email by them. And
I'm kidding. We're not going to go and be like, can we record an episode here?
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
They all of a sudden, they're like, wait, why do they keep screaming about cum? What is going on? No.
Yeah, they see your embroideries and they're just like, what the fuck is happening right now?
I think that might be referenced in the bloopers, guys. I don't think that was during main show, the cross-stitch stuff. Maybe.
Oh, shit.
I don't remember.
I'm so curious to see your cross-stitching, James.
Hey, it's not mine. It's Jesus's. I was just the vessel in which it was conceived through.
You're just like shaking as you're like doing. Yeah, that's sorry. Honestly, that's not far off from the church that I came from. So definitely getting possessed by the Holy Spirit is a positive thing in the church that I come from. So,
well, let's start talking about just one. We should say, hey, Travis, we've discussed you on this show before. It mainly to be like, yeah, the only Godzilla kid when I was growing up in school were the Haimas.
Yeah, we go way back, don't we? Uh-huh. Godzilla thing. Yeah, me and Godzilla, and then even our friendship. Yeah, and it's funny because some of those earliest memories from like just talking about like Godzilla stuff and showing, we had like stickers. I think I got them from like G-Fest or something. I can't remember where I got them, that we had put on our binders, and they were like, still to this day, I wish I had saved those things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've wanted to be on one of your, because you do episodes on Godzilla stuff too, right?
Yeah, we'll get you for July for sure. It's generally always, I'm unavailable, James.
Yeah.
It's not for a lack of trying, guys. But so I remember, because I was thinking back on our friendship, initially you and Zach Keck made fun of me ruthlessly. You guys were bullies to me until I think that lasted maybe a week for you, not Zach Keck. Throughout fifth grade, he somewhat bullied me. Not in like a vicious way, just like, James, we're better than you way, which I guess, you know, might be vicious. But then you found out that I was a fan of Gorillaz and Clint Eastwood, and I think that's when you switch, and you're like, aren't our brothers friends?
Yeah, I don't remember bullying you. If anything, I remember you bullying me.
Maybe about it was
being
both.
About being a dumb elf when we played Dungeons & Dragons, and I had made some sort of, you know, unforgivable Dungeons & Dragons move, and I could never let it down from you. Do you remember that?
I remember this. Yes, we were in our basement.
I was tagged dumb elf for, I feel like, the rest of our friendship.
This was not, okay, we were already friends, and it was my brother, your brother, and then an individual that your mom was the probation officer of, I think?
Oh, yeah, right.
And he was upstairs huffing dust cleaner.
Oh, my Lord. I am remembering this. You're like,
incredible.
My Lord. Yes. Yeah, and we were like all just blown away because of the voice change. It was like, oh, geez, that's like anti-helium. It just makes your voice super low. But little did I know, he was in a different dimension.
Yeah.
he was like 12 or whatever it was. And we're just like, what is happening right now? Like, I kind of want to try, but I'm also a little nervous. I'm so glad we didn't just like grab it from him. But yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah.
So the issue was, it was your brother, my brother, and I, and you playing, I think it was Hero Quest, not Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
And we all said, all right, next turn, we're going to look for traps in this room. No one go in this room. Is this the situation?
Is something like that, yeah.
So we're all having this
I don't want to give myself away too much, right?
Serious conversation of no one go here. We so-and-so needs to look for traps first. Then it's your turn and you're like, I go in that room. And then it's like, oh yeah, you set off a trap and you got blasted for hit points. And I think also affected us.
I was on Duster. What can I say? You can't think straight. You can't see straight.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I fell for it. I just didn't understand the rules of the game, you know, even though you guys told me to my face multiple times.
Screaming, please don't do this. And then you also get brought up in Shuffling the Deck, the ICP podcast that I used to do with Sean, because the first time I ever like sat down and listened to the Insane Clown Posse was the youth group that you would bring me to.
Really?
Yeah, just some kid had a MP3 player, had a CD player, and
wow, that backfired, didn't it?
Oh yeah. And it was like, oh, you like rap music, check this out. And now in retrospect, like, Insane Clown Posse is a, in quotes, religious and borderline Christian band. They just go at it at a completely different angle. So it makes sort of sense that this kid was at youth group and like listening to the word of God through a juggalo's voice.
That is hilarious. I cannot believe that you I never knew that. So yeah, if my youth pastor could hear just like, I mean, honestly, that youth group was like, it was like preaching God, but there was also like so much sketchy shit happening like behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Like, and honestly, listening to ICP is like so mediocre compared to like the other shit that was sometimes happening at that youth group. So it's hilarious.
Oh, I didn't know about any sketchy stuff going on behind closed doors, but
did you ever go to Madhouse as well?
I know that term,
Thank
so I must
you.
Have.
That's what it was called.
Yeah. Madhouse was like another youth group. So there's like competing youth groups, right? It's like a brand basically of like trying to get kids to come hang out and think you're cool at your youth group so that like their parents will come to church and then give more offering.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not all that, but like, you know, there was competing youth groups in the area, and Madhouse was like a youth group that was going for like this hardcore, like
punk
scene type thing. And they would do shows, and it was so funny because they would like feature like up and coming, like Christian punk metal bands. Right. But then also the guy that ran it, like he had a Christian metal band. He was like in his 50s, and they would always play at this youth group. So like it was basically like these 50-year-old guys like getting to live their glory days of being like in a Christian rock band and play like every bi-weekly at this youth group to like a group of like 14-year-olds like who are drinking monsters and like also going outside to like smoke cigarettes and like smoke weed and shit.
Yes. And, like, Madhouse was the coolest.
Okay,
it was rad. Yes,
I never went, probably because I was so into hip hop that I'm like, oh, I don't want to see a rock and roll show. But my sister always went.
Yeah.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I could see that.
It was the bomb. So that was like our main competition, right? We did the same thing. We had like metal groups come through our church for like a minute too. It was like a weird scene for Christendom. Like, but yeah, that's funny. That youth group, so many, I did so many drugs at that youth group.
Wow.
Yeah. I introduced so many like young, and it's like, you know, Lord, forgive me, Bible man, forgive me. Right. But like so many young Christians who had never smoked cigarettes or like done any drugs. And I was all, yeah, there was a wild side to the youth group that I went to.
I was just going out in the back during like downtime, listening to rap music, and in between getting just ruthlessly bullied again by Bethany and Leia. They would just make fun of me, and I'd be like, why are you guys doing this?
Because they're Christians.
Now to hear,
right?
Everyone was doing drugs and me at that time was super straight edge, and I'm the one getting made fun. Maybe it's because I was straight edge.
Yeah.
It was because you're like listening to ICP, right? Like we were good Christians, like good Christian kids that were like wearing Hollister and listening to Christian music. And it was kind of sort of a mixed bag, wasn't it? Like, but that's funny. ICP.
I did think when you were saying like, oh, at our youth group, a lot of stuff was going down. I thought you were going to be like, yeah, and our youth group bred two extremely like unpopular post-hardcore bands like Sleeping with Sirens and Attack Attack.
Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's kind of nuts that there was a little bit of a kind of a popular hub for like a genre. I think it's still a thing. I don't know how much of it's still out there, like Christian, like hardcore rock. But yeah, there were some bigger bands that kind of came out of that area. There was also a Pop Evil. I mean, they're less metalcore-esque or whatever it is. They're more like mainstream butt rock or whatever it is. But yeah, Muskegon with rock music. There's a thing there, right?
Wait, did Pop Evil originate from a youth group as well?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, but the opposite sort of happened, where like Pop Evil emerged on the scene, and then the guitar player for Pop Evil, lo and behold, ended up going to the church that I went to as well. So the same thing, and he ended up getting saved there, and now he's like a full-time evangelist and has written books on the whole thing from being in Pop Evil, and now he's like on the road as like a full-time minister and probably showing Bible Man to his kids, you know.
Yes.
Which, and he's a nice guy. I don't want to, I'm not, I mm-hmm. love, I haven't seen him in a long time, but chances are he won't hear this, but
fingers crossed he does, because if he's showing his kids Bible Man, you're doing the Lord's work, because
right.
I genuinely enjoy this TV show.
It is rich, man. It is sick.
So let's get into it. Bible Man, is this something that you were shown in youth group?
Not in youth group. You know, that would have been maybe a little bit steep, but definitely in Bible, like kids' church. Mm-hmm. This was on biweekly. One of the show. I mean, we watch VeggieTales, Bible Man, and a couple of other ones. I can't remember the names, but no, this, and this one was like the creme de la creme. This was like the best.
Yes.
Even back then, it was like if Bible Man was coming on, you had your animal crackers and your juice, and you were totally zoned into the moment, right? Because it's hard to keep kids like entertained by Bible shit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of a little bit dry in the kids department. So when this stuff came on, it was just like an instant escape, right? So no, I love this.
Yes, I'm love so this. Excited to hear that Bible Man worked for kids, because I'm a kid at heart and it works for me.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's pulls you in. I mean, even this morning when I put it on, I mean, I think unironically I was entertained, right? I mean, there were so many ridiculous moments, like, dude, the graphics for the time, that pretty good, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and especially like this episode that we were watching, it seems to probably be like one of the first ones, because like mm-hmm. didn't exactly have the Bible Man outfit figured out yet. But later on, I'm like, dude, his suit's pretty cool looking. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I think he looks pretty cool in some later episodes.
But he does. So today we are discussing episode 4, I believe, of Bible Man, entitled Bible Man and the Queen of Gossip, I think.
Yes.
It's the one where there's a gossip queen. You know, it's a Lauren Lapkus character, if you know who Lauren Lapkus is.
You've seen it.
Yeah, everyone listening to this has seen Bible Man.
This is old news at this point, right?
Uh-huh. People have been clamoring. Wait, oh, when are they going to talk about the gossip witch? I thought it was witch, but it's gossip queen. Oh, she's so cool.
Yeah, they kind of missed an opportunity in the gossip witch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're so against witches in the church, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like, you could have just, like, two birds with one stone at that moment, but I guess they didn't see at the time.
I think I'm getting Gossip Witch because there's a Yogi's Gang episode of the Gossipy Witch. So
that is
be
what
crossing.
It is.
Yeah. Gossip. It ruins and crumbles empires.
And fast. Very fast.
Yeah. The empire. Oh, just think. Was there, because in this episode, the gossip witch queen, she wants to really take down the youth group by spreading gossip. Did that ever happen in your youth group?
Absolutely.
Oh, no. She got to you guys.
Yeah, she was fully manifest. She was fully brewing over us. Yeah. Lots of gossip. You know, it just didn't tear us apart as quickly as it did in this episode. If you guys were watching it at, like, you said you watched it at 1.3 the speed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so funny. It's like one little lie, and then it's just like within the musical bit that was like 5 minutes was like hilariously long. And then the speed of how fast a lie and a gossip can destroy these little kids' gang is just amazing.
I think that was the point. They're really trying to get that message across, that one little false bit of information and spreading it around is like a wildfire.
Yeah.
It's like current day social media, am I right?
Yeah. I've seen a hashtag, but have you ever seen an elongated devil imp mopping and just talking?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the real type of fake news from the devil.
Yeah.
It is. The devil's always spreading lies.
If James doesn't understand the concept of the circle, guys.
The circle, they don't spread gossip on that show. Travis, do you watch The Circle on Netflix?
I don't.
Damn it.
What is it?
lies aren't spread on that. The only thing that's spread are cheeks.
Oh my God, what?
They never meet each other.
What's the circle?
Nicole, explain the circle.
Oh my God, okay. It's a reality show where people are, I think it came about because of COVID.
I think so.
So yeah, that would make sense. There are so many players, usually starts out with 8 people. Then they're each in their own individual like suite. So they're all separated. And the only way they can communicate is through their like own insular social media thing called The Circle. And every episode, they have to like rank the players. And one person eventually gets quote unquote blocked / like kicked out. And you just kind of, you play like, they also like will play games like Truth or Dare and shit like that.
And some people are catfish. So some, Nicole like, should explain
yeah,
that too.
But like my issue with that is that like it literally doesn't really have anything to do with the game. It's just that some people are catfish.
The Circle Oops All Catfish season.
But that doesn't like hurt or help you in mm-hmm. any way.
I think it's just to sow distrust.
I mean, yeah, okay. For sure. But it's like, so? Like,
okay.
Who
are they,
cares?
They can't see each other? That's the point, right?
Yeah.
All they can see is a profile pic.
Oh, okay. And they're like in a pod? Is that what I feel like there's so many pod shows on Netflix nowadays where people are like dating or doing shit in pods. Is that what's going on?
I don't know what that means.
No.
Basically, like, it's like an apartment building and each single person gets their own apartment.
Okay, okay. And they have to stay there?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So it's okay.
It's like a like pod.
Like a pod, right. I was going to say. I mean, a house, a pod, isn't the same thing, right?
Same thing. Yeah.
If you're confined there, you're in a pod.
Potato, potato. Right.
Pod tato.
Pod tato, yes.
Name of the episode.
I'll have to check out The Circle. So
you
there's,
don't.
There's zero.
Oh my God.
There's no gossip on The Circle? Is that what's going on?
There is. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
No. Yeah.
And James says no.
It sucks,
guys. I started watching season 2 and then I was like, I don't give a fuck about any of these people. So then I started season 3 and they did this bit where the first people that got voted out could clone any other player's profile. And then, so then there were essentially 2 of that person and then everyone else had to vote out like who they thought was the fake.
That sounds fun and toxic.
So then it's just like, ooh, I think they're fake. And then they get a group chat with these people and they're like, what do you think? And then they're like, oh, this person's totally fake. And then they're like, oh my God, I'm not fake. And then they vote them out.
See, and my biggest issue with this is
it's literally only gossip.
There's no like dramatic personalities in the case of like so far dramatic that you're like, oh wow, they're an issue in real life. Everyone feels like they're stoned on Indica and they're just like having a fun time. There's no one playing the game besides that one couple of 2 people who were very good at manipulating individuals.
Pretending to be the aunt or whatever.
I liked those. They were playing the game. Everyone else is just like as if they're actually trying to have and make friends.
Yeah, but also a lot of people's like strategy is to just like flirt with each other in order to like gain their trust.
Okay.
But then they like get caught up in it and are like actually flirting with them.
Yeah, there's no real competition these days anymore. We watched The Bachelor. Do you guys watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette?
No.
No, I can't.
It's the same shit on there.
Yeah.
It's like over the years, like, it's went from like an actual competition to like people like just become friends on the show, which is kind of weird because it's like you're all fighting for the same person in some sort of like romantic contest. And it's become like hilariously a problem in a handful of episodes where like or a handful of seasons where like the girl, like the bachelorette will be like, I feel like we're on this date right now, this like group date, and no one's talking to me. And it's just like cuts to like a group of bros who are like at the bar drinking and like fucking like, it's hilarious. Yeah. It's, I feel like people are too nice these days, right? Like there's no,
they're too nice.
I mean, on these shows,
I think we need to be
okay.
Right. Yeah. They're no longer,
I don't know, but
divas.
You might, my TikTok algorithm is fucked up then because
I'm just saying,
Jesus,
the only competition shows I watch are BattleBots and MILF Manor.
Ooh.
Oh my God. Thank you for reminding me. That was the thing I wanted to bring up.
What, MILF Manor?
Yes. I was at work and we got in this porn manga called like MILF Twins or something.
Hell yeah, dude.
And
best kind of twins.
And then I like was like, haha, I'm going to take a picture of this, send it to the Discord because they're doing MILF Month in MILF Manor. And my manager, Z, was like, I don't know what that is. And then like we were talking and then these two regulars come in and are like, wait, what are you talking about? So then I talked to them and I was like, seriously, I guess I've built this like weird fucked up bubble for myself where I'm just like, where I'm just like, yeah, everyone knows what MILF Manor is. Like, everyone's talking about it.
No.
It's like, no, they're not.
No, Nicole, I've built this bubble for you where you're like, yeah, everyone knows about MILF Manor, right?
Because I was like, oh, I'm not going to bring it up because it's like everyone's talking about it and it's annoying. But then I bring it up and everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I edited an episode of According to an Idiot. Everyone check out this episode on the Hill UFO abductions. But they started out the episode being like, so MILF Manor. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You haven't heard of this?
Oh, I wish. I feel like I'm behind. Give me the tea on MILF
it's
Manor.
It's bad and I hate it.
A
and
quick
I
rundown.
Wish I could scrub it from my memory.
Can I? Oh, hold up. Hold up. Before you give me the rundown, can I guess?
Yeah, go for it.
So it's a reality television show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is about porn stars who are MILFs that are in a competition to be the best MILF porn star.
No.
No.
This are there.
I wish. I wish that's what it was.
So much better and less problematic. So what this is, we are introduced to a bunch of women age from like 50 to I think like 65 might be the oldest woman there. They are mothers.
MILF age, right?
Yes. And they are MILFs. They're mothers who people might like to fuck. So they are under the assumption that they are there for...
Which is also what I thought this show was.
Yes. They are under the assumption that they're there to find young men from 20 to 30 to date. Yeah. Like, it's a dating competition show. When they are introduced to their... It's like a drop, and we see the young men, they do, at the same time we do, and... The young men see the MILFs. It is mother-son pairings.
Oh.
And the producers of this show, it feels like they just want the moms to fuck their sons.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's so fucking gross.
So the
Hold up. So, the moms are trying to fuck the other mom's sons?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh.
And
this is not a good show, or it is a good show? Because the premise sounds hilarious.
But it's gross.
Oh, my God. It's gross?
As you called pods that they're staying in.
Oh, there are pods?
The mom and son are in one pod together. They have to share it. And there is no bedroom. It's just like a studio.
Yeah, two beds, like a hotel room.
They have two beds next to each other.
Uh-huh. But every episode, there's a competition to get the like master suite where like it's just a larger room and has a little more amenities. And the competition, the first one was the mothers get blindfolded and the boys are in just like skinny shorts.
No sure.
The moms have to feel the muscles of every boy until they realize like, oh, this is my son. And most of them got it correct.
Oh, God. Well, I wonder if it's like a smell thing.
Oh, could be, could be.
Because on man, so they felt up their sons, and uh-huh. like this, they felt. How many are there? How many men?
There's probably like 8 or 10.
Damn. So they had to feel all of them, and they're like, oh, this one's my son's nipples for sure.
No, no. Some of them would get 3 in and be like, well, this is my son. And ding, 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 they're correct.
Oh, do they touch their face too, or just their body?
I think just their bodies. And most of them are going based off from like, well, I've hugged my son before.
Yeah. It's still fucking weird, right?
Yeah. They're also there like because they want to date young men. So they're also being like, oh, I'm horny for this young man.
Oh, God.
But it, like, they could also be my son because mm-hmm. I'm blindfolded. Yeah.
There's one. Oh. I have not seen this episode. We just watched the one because we love trash. They are doing a March MILF Madness. So all the episodes are MILF related in March. And they did a watch along of the first episode. But I hear, because of According to an Idiot, there's an episode where the competition is underwear is laid out and the boys have to guess which one is their mom's.
Okay. How'd it go?
I think that one I haven't seen, but I don't know. It's the Citizen
Kane. Do you think
Kane.
You could identify your mom's underwear?
No, absolutely not. I don't think I could identify my mom by hugging.
Oh, God. This sounds like amazing. Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
No.
It's on Discovery Plus, guys.
Oh my
Discovery?
God.
Yeah, it's a TLC
this is
show.
A Discovery show?
Yeah, TLC.
Oh, my gosh. I thought this was going to be on some sort of fringe, like, internet thing.
No.
This, is, like, on, this is on cable television? On Discovery Channel?
Oh, no, it's on TLC, and TLC is owned by the same conglomerate that owns Discovery. Okay. So
Discovery Plus.
If you go to Discovery Plus, you can find BattleBots, I highly recommend, and then hop over to MILF Manor.
Wow, they're just covering all their bases, aren't they?
Uh-huh. Hell yeah. Well, let's get into Bible Man. We Let's will say I have very little notes because I think this is the shortest episode of Bible Man in the history of Bible Man.
Is it really?
Yes.
Short and to the point, right?
Mm-hmm. I forgot I wanted to introduce you like this. Our guest is hunky in a Christian sort of way because that's what the Gossip Queen says about Bible Man, minus the hunky thing. She says cute.
Where's my ding dang?
What?
My pen.
What do you need your pen for?
I cross out my notes so I don't get them confused.
Is the Holy Spirit hitting you right now?
Yeah, the Holy Spirit's hitting me. I was going to edit this out, but...
Someone get his cross-stitching materials right now.
Oh, no.
It just hits you out of nowhere. Just Jesus channels, like, whenever he's bored. Just like, all right, James, stitch.
Guys, it's another goddamn Stucius. I don't know if that's before or after the episode. Okay, real quick. Oh, wait, we already did the quick rundown.
Yeah.
So Bible Man, we find out he's a teacher. Good on him. He teaches science, maybe. And Ricky is passing notes, spreading gossip.
He also teaches the way of the Lord.
Oh, absolutely. As we've said, he's much like Mr. Cole.
Oh, Bible Man wishes, right?
Oh, no, Mr.
or
Cole.
Or does Mr. Cole wish?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
He wishes he could say Romans 12:13. The Lord says to defeat evil with good, and then he turns into Bible Man?
Oh, dude, Cole. Yes, that he does wish, right? He wasn't well-versed in the word enough, I don't think.
I wish he came on Halloween one year dressed as Bible Man, and oh boy, would he be roasted by so many teens.
Cole was like a weird too in the sense where you also thought he was like a pothead too. Did you hear like rumors about Cole being like, because so just so listeners know that I come from a religious family and the youth group thing was like serious for me. So at some point in my history in high school, we had a morning prayer group. I don't know, James, if you ever had saw us in the morning over.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Our table. And we prayed, you know, and sometimes we prayed at lunch, too. Yeah. If Bible Man was watching. But sometimes Cole would stop by and like pray with us. And it's like, are you high right now, too? You know? Yeah, so funny.
There was a Bible group
during lunchtime that I would go to, and Nicole alluded to it again. I don't know if it's before or after, but oh yeah, because I rose this up and you said, is that your Bible, James? That will be after. But she alluded to, like, oh, your rad Bible for teen spelled with a Z. That is a real thing that I got from that Bible group that was just a new millennium Bible aimed at teenagers.
Yeah, with like different like street slang, or what Christians thought was like street slang, you know, which is probably like low key racist, like the longer like you read it, you know,
probably.
I'm sure there's like, yeah. Did that help you on your journey?
No, I ended up using the like little case that it came in just to like house CDs that I would hand out to people in Chicago.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So it helped me on that journey.
How rad was the case? Is it like tattered? Is it like a denim like that's like torn?
No, this was the least rad thing about it. It was just like a small zip up cloth thing. It had the cross and the fish on it, though. So they weren't hilarious. Skimping. There was some embroidery going on. Probably someone just in a factory getting the word message to them in cross stitch.
Amen.
I need to find my pen.
Oh, my God. It's right there, dude.
Found it. Making sure my penis isn't coming out of my pants.
Yeah, you're just wearing PJs.
I don't think I see it.
I need... What? You don't, see it.
No, it's good. You're good. Hold up. Stand up again?
Well,
I can't tell because you have like these different designs going on in the... Oh, I can definitely see a shadow. Dude, it is big. What are you talking about?
They're spreading rumors.
Dude, no, I would never gossip.
You are gossiping.
I conquered the gossip queen a long time ago.
In youth group, you were like, guys, we need to stop this. I do like, this is maybe 95, 96. They're predating Sadako from The Ring crawling through a TV. We got Loose Lips and Blabbermouth. They're crawling through a TV mirror. Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I was impressed by that little scene where they're going through that mirror. What's up with like the Luigi and Mario? Are you catching that vibe too from her henchmen?
Oh, no.
You didn't?
No.
They definitely strike me as like their get up. Oh, it's like a Mario Luigi thing.
Because this would have been around the time the Mario Brothers movie came out.
One's wearing a green vest. He's got that little plumber hat on. Let me see what the other one's got.
Oh, dang. If you say the other's got a red vest and a hat that has an M on it, I'm going to be real upset.
He's wearing M. No, this is totally what they're going for.
Okay.
I mean,
which probably it's like an anti-video game message that's also being channeled through the Bible Man thing, right?
I think it's just like Willie Ames being a nerd.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Because like the last episode we did was the Fibbler and it was just the fucking
Riddler.
Yeah.
And what was his main sin? How was he trying to ruin the youth group?
By spreading lies.
By lies. I mean, gossip.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but you can gossip about real things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, they didn't though, right?
Yeah.
Like in the episode, they like totally told like some sort of whack lie. And the kid's like, what the fuck's my friend talking? Which is so funny. He just like trusted these two sketchy janitors.
Also, they're devil imps, clearly. Their ears are tipped and they have like melted faces.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look good.
Okay, so we're at this point, we get the theme song, but we've never really talked about how Bible Man, he's on his last wits and he's screaming into the sky as it rains and he's in a forest and he like moves leaves and there's a Bible there, and that's when he realizes this is what I'm all about. Who is going around being like, hey, this is a place for a mental breakdown, let's bury a Bible here?
I literally was just gonna bring that up and be like, I wonder if like someone got the idea from this intro to be like, I'm just gonna put Bibles in random places.
It's totally like Mormon-esque too, right? I feel like it's like a total ripoff of the Joseph Smith story.
Oh, yeah. We're reappropriating that for the real Christianity.
We're taking that shit back.
Bible Man style.
Where did Mormons come from? They just like kind of, same thing, hijacked fucking a very popular idea and now they're like ruling Christendom. So
because depending on how you see it, either they created Bible fan fiction that did very well for them, or Joseph Smith. Is that his name? Joseph Smith?
Yes, Joseph Smith.
He really found these additional Bible passages in the woods, I think, in a chest in a forest.
I think they were buried just like the Bible.
Dang.
It was just like that.
Hell yeah. Nicole, I was thinking that if the precipice of the Have a Summer movement, when Howard Kramer, my colleague, I guess, he went to the beach and had a mental breakdown and he pretty much said, do I go back to the office or do I have a summer? What if he like sat down and like moved his hand? There was a Bible and all of a sudden Have a Summer has a very strong Christian message behind it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't get Gay for Poseidon.
One of my favorite songs.
He'd say Straight for Ariel.
Sure.
Yeah. I want to see a Muslim version.
Of Bible Man or?
A Quran man.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think the Muslim faith is definitely losing out on the market. I don't think there's like any popular, like, that'd be interesting. Is there any Muslim, like, comparative, like, Muslim shows for kids?
Any Buddhist?
They need a rebrand.
Satanic. They got Pokemon on lock, I hear.
What?
Oh, that's a listen to Height of Horror. We discuss something about that this week.
That's not even, I mean, in growing up Christian, like my parents were definitely, there was a whole thing about Pokemon being like pocket demons, right? Mm-hmm, like the equivalent of it. And it being like, once again, another channel for Satan to enter in your children's lives. And at one point, because like it went from Pokemon to like Yu-Gi-Oh! And my brothers and I had spent probably over like $100 on Yu-Gi-Oh cards, which is a lot of money when you're like an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
And one day my dad came home and was like, guys, I heard a sermon that we're burning these things. And it was like the first time that I was like trying to like financially reason with my dad. I was like, okay, dad, listen, I get your point, but we should at least be able to sell these because they're a lot of money, right? It's like it's a lot of our birthday money that we've like spent on these things. He's like, no, burn, burn. So we had a Yu-Gi-Oh card burning session that is seared into my memory for eternity.
Oh my God.
Is that around the time when you're like, okay, what is something so fringe in the United States of America that we can become fans of and nothing, no, it's not no one's radar. All right. Gamera and Godzilla versus Gigan. Hell yeah.
Yeah, right? Like my dad's... He's like, I can't see anything wrong with this. I just haven't heard the right sermon yet.
Going to G-Fest, it seems like a lot of Christian parents either are like you.
It's got the word God in it.
Are like, oh, this is, maybe they grew up with it. Or it just seems like a lot of the families who are there are Christian. And I wonder what the deal with that is.
It's like safe, I think, right? Mm-hmm. It's like older. It's like vintage. The Japanese, they've never been up to anything fishy, right? So it's just like, just throw it on. And I don't know. I guess it probably has something to do with the fact that God is somewhere in the mix. You know, forget the fact that he's like killing millions of people every single movie, right? You know, there's just like, I'm watching a genocide at every episode and just like, he's my hero. Somehow Godzilla ends up becoming like the person that I'm cheering for in the whole thing.
Well, he does become a hero eventually in some storylines.
Yeah, but you always forget how much of an asshole he is just like in most of the movies, right? He just shows up and just like for no reason. It's not there's like another foe there that's like threatening the people. He just is like, I'm going to just destroy the city right now.
I would have loved if Shin Godzilla came out when you were a teen because your family would have been like, yeah, we're all going to see the new Godzilla. And then it truly is. They made Godzilla the devil. No.
Yeah. Right.
No.
Yeah, right. That's interesting. Did you like Shin Godzilla?
Oh, loved it.
Did you?
I think it's Nicole's favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
I should watch it again because I watched it in theaters when it like dropped. And I don't know. I guess I did appreciate it for it being like a unique Godzilla movie. And it wasn't so like dependent upon like legendary. Like, I'm not a big fan of the new legendary ones just because it's like action porn essentially. So I appreciate that there was like,
we love the 2014 one is fine, but King of the Monsters and versus Kong. Ooh, baby. Chef's kiss.
I haven't even watched Kong yet.
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I started watching it and then I got distracted and I was like, I should give my full attention to this, but I should definitely rewatch Shin because I ended up walking away with it with like mixed feelings. I just didn't like the pacing of it, I guess, a little.
Yeah. I think it really comes down to like the design of Godzilla. I love body horror, and that's very much that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like things that just make me go, oh, that's fucking disgusting. I love it.
Yeah.
And even though they go the like boring government route, it's not for no reason. It's really to comment on the fucking like bullshit that they have to go through just to figure out how to deal with this.
Yeah, the bureaucratic paperwork and all that, which rang true when we were watching the G Word on Netflix of talking about natural disasters in the United States. FEMA has to go through all of that. Like, a natural disaster will happen, and they have to wait to get signed off on doing any relief work from multiple individuals in departments before they can even say, hey, we're going to go do this in this disaster-ridden area.
Yeah, I appreciated it for the fact that it was, like, sort of like an adult take on, like, what I grew up with, right? Because as a kid, you're in it for the action porn of part of it, right? Like, you forget about really the side stories. It's funny watching the old ones back as an adult because it's like, I kind of didn't even really understand the side plot and because I didn't really care about it, right? But like as an adult, you're like, oh, I finally understand why that scene was there, right? Like, because there was this little story happening on the side. So it's kind of funny as like, you know, as I grew older, I ended up, you know, as Toho was releasing more of them, was like, I really wish like they would do an adult take on like Godzilla. And it wasn't so like beholden to the old like formula of it being like mostly monsters. And then a side story like Final Wars was just like, you know, that's all it was just like one big like Godzilla like orgy, basically, right? Of like everything that made Godzilla good, you know, or successful in the past. So it's funny how like as an adult, I watched Shin and was like, oh, I'm like, wish there was like more to this. I don't know. I'm like harder to please as like a viewer nowadays, which sucks because it makes movie watching like a little bit more annoying because you're like always like critiquing it like that. But I should rewatch Shin for sure.
Go for it, man. It's real good. Yeah. Real quick, what's your favorite Godzilla movie?
Oh, Lord. Mechagodzilla, like 74, like the first one.
Oh, hell yeah. I know that.
Dude, that one's so good.
Is that the one with boobies or is it the other one? I think it's Terror of Mechagodzilla.
I don't remember boobies in any of the Godzilla movies.
It was very off-putting because I'm like, wait, there's boobies in here? They were making an android woman, and as they were like pulling off like the booby stuff, there were boobs, but they might have been fake boobs, but still boobs.
Dang. Missed that.
Guys, gotta watch Terror of Mechagodzilla. You'll see boobies.
That would have been good to know when I was like 8 and horny, like, and I had that movie and there was not internet yet, and it was like, where do I find some boobies to look at? Oh, Terror of Mechagodzilla. I can just put that on and just rewind it over and over again.
Your parents are watching it and they're like, yeah, for some weird reason, for like 2 seconds, the video fuzzes out. What happened to it? It's as if someone was just watching this over and over again. Yeah.
James, do you remember we did that? I have that very distinct memory of our friendship of when one of the many nights that I stayed in at your house, we had watched like some sort of B movie, like Sasquatch sort of movie. And there was a booby scene in it, which was very rare for me because, you know, I come from Christian world. So like, one of the earliest boobies I'd ever seen. And I think we spent hours just like rewinding over and over again.
I can't remember this. I thought you were going to bring up, maybe this was your brother. We watched an anime called Biohunter, and it involved a woman's breast opening up like a mouth and biting down. It might have been your brother that I watched this with.
Okay.
Because you look like you don't remember this.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that one. No. Sounds like a scene I would remember maybe, right?
Yeah, I don't remember what.
I think it was called Sasquatch Hunters.
It could be that.
Or Troll Hunter or something like that.
I know that's a movie, but that's a recent one.
That's a recent one, right. Yeah, no, it's very funny, that memory. Yeah, but anyway, Terror of Mechagodzilla, I'll have to check that out. But the one before that, definitely my favorite. Or I always liked the first one too. I watch that one like every once a year, maybe. And I'm like, dude, this movie's classic.
Oh, that one's, I know it's the best in quotes movie of all Godzillas, but it's not my favorite.
No.
I think Final Wars,
Ibira?
Still my
Oh.
Final Wars?
Yeah, Final Wars rips, geez. Man.
I haven't watched, because I watched Final Wars in theaters as well at G Fest when it, like, the year it dropped. Mm-hmm. So it was amazing at G Fest, but I don't think I've watched it since then.
Do it.
I should.
Let's get back to Bible Man, because I still have so many notes. Let's just start ripping through them.
I have like three.
All right, what's one of yours?
Literally just the names of the characters.
All right, go for it.
Oh, Gossip Queen, Loose Lips, and Blabbermouth. And then I was like, this episode is just saying, like, just talk to people about your issues instead of... Like, talk to the person you have the issue with instead of everyone else around them.
Yeah.
Just fucking talk to people, man.
Which the lesson kind of breaks down too, because, like, first of all, it's a lie that's coming from the janitors. And then he does go and confront the girl right away. He just is like, he's just like, you're an asshole. Why did you say that? And then she just is like, walks away. So it's like, I'm kind of losing the message there, but that's not what was important. It was keeping me entertained as a young child such a boring atmosphere.
Yeah. They also did it wrong in a way that, like, gossip can be harmful in a way that, like, you can easily manipulate a group of people in order to, like, ostracize someone. So it should have been like, he hears that she, what was it? She wants to like kick someone out of the group or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then he tells everyone that same thing except her. And then all the other kids just turn on her. And then she gets like super sad and fucking depressed because all her friends hate her. And then they find out, they're like, oh shit, we're terrible people because this wasn't even true in the first place. And we treated this person terribly.
This has never happened to you before?
What?
This situation happened many times as a child to me.
I'm saying like they should have did that in this episode, but they didn't.
Right.
I don't think it's ever happened to me.
No? Maybe it's just typical youth group stuff.
Oh, I was just drama free because I never had like a very defined group of friends, just like, oh, I'm very good friends with this person and that's going to be that way for 3 years. Then I'll find another person to be friends with, AKA that last person ditched me. So, yeah, it wasn't until high school when I would get like these two friend groups, but people weren't, or maybe they were. I'm generally, as I know from not seeing the backstage youth groups going on, even though I was going pretty much every week, I don't see any drama happening because I always have headphones on.
Yeah, right.
Listening to hardcore rap music.
Just oblivious.
Yeah. ICP actually saved you from the sin that was manifesting inside of the youth group. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From the Gossip Queen.
You couldn't hear the Gossip Queen over the aggressive rhymes of ICP.
We'll use rhymes loosely. It's ICP.
I have a very... also a memory of, speaking of ICP, of you. Do you remember that time that we were younger and you were, I was out with Ben Schiller with a couple of people late at night. It was like maybe 12 o'clock and we were at the elementary school behind the high school. And we're like, this is one of the first times that like I had been smoking weed. So I was like probably high out of my mind. And we're walking and all of a sudden we start to hear like somebody like aggressively rapping in the distance. And we're like, what is going on? And James, you're on the swing set So we're like high out of our mind, and we're not seeing this right now because there's like someone, and we're like, is that real? So we're walking closer and closer, and like it's like sounding like ICP, right? And I was like, it's like, James, you're swinging, rhyming away. It was.
I'll be honest. This happened many times, so I do not remember this specific
one
instance.
One of the many times.
Yeah, so hey, everyone, you've heard about me doing this on
we
this
have
podcast.
A witness.
He is a witness.
Yes, I saw it. I seen it.
I did. I probably didn't know you guys were high because at that time I was very straight edge. So I was just like, hey, guys.
Yeah, I had just come from youth group. So I was all zipped up, right? And monsters and all kinds of drugs in my system.
Where I was just utterly depressed by myself in the middle of the night.
I don't think it was like the middle of the night. I think it was like midnight or something like that.
That's
right?
The middle of the night. Midnight?
Midnight, sir.
Yeah,
it's dark out. I would be arrested for being there at that time.
You're like, dude, I go here.
You go to the elementary, sir? Oh, I mean, I go there, point towards the high school. Okay. To Bible Man, a sweater vest two sizes too big. Just get a full sweater, sir. Like, it's so baggy on him.
I know. Jesus dressed him so poorly.
Tuck it in, at least.
Dude, Jesus is, like, not very fashionable.
I mean, he didn't need to worry about it. He just wore those robes and that's it.
I know. He just stuck with the one fashion, mm-hmm. the one style, and it's just, he's kept with it throughout the millennia, right?
Was Jesus autistic? Nicole has told me the wearing specific, just the same clothing for the purpose of like, I don't need to choose something because said I wanted to do that. And Nicole, I'm guessing...
Is an autist trait?
I'm guessing TikTok is feeding, the algorithm now is autism TikTok?
I mean, some of it. It's not really. So I was referencing to like... So I started getting videos of people in the trans community, and then eventually it'd be like them talking about like, this is this hardship that I'm going through. And then I would like comment like something nice and like heart it. And so then the algorithm is just like, oh, you want more of this? And I'm like, no, I do not want just a barrage of trauma dumping. Mm-hmm. Like, please stop giving this to me.
Like, TikTok's like, more people need your help. send them your way.
I thought Nicole, because I will start saying things and Nicole will be like, hey, did you know that's a trait in autism? And I'm like, Nicole is either getting fed this on TikTok or is like, what is James's deal?
No, so that is because like, on Instagram, I like specifically like follow accounts that are like, hey, this is how your brain works mm-hmm. when mm-hmm. you have autism, because it was like a rabbit hole of at first feeding me like ads of like, do you have ADHD? And I was like, do I?
Probably.
And then I like looked into it and I was like, no, I don't. And then but then ADHD people were like, hey, if you have this, you might also have autism. I was like, maybe I have that. I don't know. But also, I'm just curious to learn about it more. Mm-hmm. So I like followed these accounts and then I was like, oh, fuck. It's not like I'm like, oh, I relate to this like one in every five posts. It's like I relate to every single fucking post.
Well, get it diagnosed.
Well, so from that, it's also like insanely hard to get diagnosed.
Get diagnosed.
It is. And most people like in that community that I've seen are like, do you really even need to? Like, is it necessary? Because it is a lot of like emotional and mental and like even like physical work and money just to get diagnosed mm-hmm. for this. Because mm-hmm. most of the doctors aren't going to fucking believe you.
My brain's a fortress. It ain't going to be work for me.
And then even hearing directly like from, and that's why we drink, one of the hosts, M, got diagnosed for ADHD and was like, yeah, I finally fucking had to go through like five different doctors to finally fucking get diagnosed for this so that I can get like the meds that I need. Mm-hmm. But it's like with autism, you don't get like prescribed anything, like it's mm-hmm. just,
but at least it's like, hey, it's a better way to know where to go to figure out why my brain works the way it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess it's like solid proof, but then it was also like, so it was like, hey, this person who like, that's their job to diagnose, they were like, literally every single person who has self-diagnosed themselves were correct. Like, okay. Like diagnosing yourself is accurate.
I'm going to diagnose myself with average dick syndrome.
Oh my God. And then real quick, I know there's like a whole thing now where it's like, oh, well, everyone's saying they have ADHD and autism because of the internet. I just want to say, like, be careful with that rhetoric, mm-hmm. because, I mean, it's just like a thing where it's like people with these, with ADHD and autism, just in everyday life with like most things just like aren't believed.
Mm-hmm.
So then if you're like trying to gatekeep this, then you are most likely are probably like telling someone who actually has it that they don't have it. Like just fucking believe people. And if they don't have it, then I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. And everyone should believe me when I say I cross stitched through the Lord.
Oh, I thought you were going to go back to your dick.
Oh, no. No one goes back to my dick. It's average size.
Like, just
you
stop.
You want that thick meat.
Gatekeeping shit.
Okay, well, 1, 2, 3. That's what Flabbermouth does.
That's why
does.
I was like, I don't want to go on this whole thing, but you like wanted me to. So then I was like,
you
okay, let's go.
You could have said a quick thing, say, hey, James, I'm looking into what's wrong with you.
Yeah, well, then I'm just like, James does all these things.
I do, maybe. I don't know.
He can't touch food without utensils. Brushing his teeth makes him throw up.
Well, that's because I'm gagging.
Even finger food?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Chips I eat with a spoon or a fork.
How do you eat your Oreos, sir?
I don't like it, but if I'm dipping, I'll put it on a spoon. Or, actually, this is what I started doing.
Ooh.
I'll take a bite of it and then put milk in my mouth, let it soak in there, then chew it up.
Yeah. Yeah, you slosh it up. Basically make like a shake in your mouth.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Foster style from Step by Step. Put milk in my mouth, squirt some chocolate syrup in my mouth, go, I don't do that. That hurts my neck.
Yeah, that's how I eat my cereal too.
Oh, chocolate syrup even?
Mm-hmm.
Stays crunchy.
Crunchy! This is when, what's-his-face, Bible Man, learned because the next episode he'll finally have a partner. This is when he learns he needs a partner, baby, because he got zapped Emperor Palpatine style by the Gossip Witch.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere. I don't even know why she needs the two henchmen if she's got that little power under her hands.
You always need a henchman just to divert people's aim.
It's to solidify the brand as well, right? If you're going to be a villain, just like if you're going to be a superhero, you can't do it alone. Right? You need a sidekick.
It's classic Dungeons and Dragons mentality. If you're a caster, you need people to protect you while you're casting.
Yeah, so if you're walking around the dungeon, you're going to go into a room that there's a trap in there. You need friends to tell you not to go in there.
Uh-huh. And then you also need your own free thinking to go in that room yourself.
Yes. And you also need to be sober. As a 12-year-old, you should be sober.
Yeah.
Secondhand dust cleaner.
Yeah. It was secondhand dust cleaner.
I think this is an adequate flex. Other people would be like, that's weird. But Bible Man has said multiple times in this episode, I've read the whole Bible.
You need to if you're going to be a Christian.
Or a fighter for the truth.
Exactly. I mean, if you're going to be Bible Man and you're going to quote the Bible every 2 seconds, you need to know the thing in and out, right?
Yay, yay. I like when the kids are arguing and the girl goes, oh, I have better things to do than just be here arguing in Bible study. And they're like what? And she says, sorting my lint collection.
Yes.
Loved it. We need to find this house that they keep hanging out at. We need to find where it is IRL. It's for sure in California, but we could do a double dip when we visit R2 Shelby 2 one day. We'll go to the step-by-step house and this house, and we'll say, we did it, guys.
The one where they're on the porch here?
Yeah.
Probably the pastor's house, right? One of the pastor's houses. pretty nice.
It's probably Bible Man's real house.
Right.
Willie Ames's real house. Bible Man says, "Down with unholy monarchies, gossip queen," and he just slices right through her. And he teleports in swinging. He teleports and just immediately starts slicing into the gossip queen's henchmen.
Eyes closed, just running at her. Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
I wonder if they're the gossip princes.
No.
Yeah.
Dang it.
She has no heir, huh?
I'll be her heir. Molum, the gossip prince.
You gotta learn how to gossip then.
James, how is your gossiping? On a scale from like, you know, 0 to 10.
It's probably like a 2.
A 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should definitely work on it a little bit.
I just don't like gossiping. The most I'll do is like behind a paywall, I'll snake diss someone that I used to know or a rapper that is tangentially related to us.
Every once in a while. Yeah, you need to do it more often. We could gossip right now if you want.
Okay.
Work on it.
What should I gossip about? I'll gossip about my sister, maybe.
Ooh, give us the tea. What's going on?
She's a good mom. How's that?
Yeah, it doesn't have to, they never specify about, like, does it have to be negative, right? Like, you could gossip positive stuff, right?
What if I keep saying my sister's a stellar mom, but, like, she's just a normal human being. More will be expected out of her.
Yeah, you could definitely, if you're not into the whole gossip thing and you're trying to get better at it, that's a definite route to take. Mm-hmm. A positive route.
You ever gossip about like a boss?
A boss is just stating facts gossip.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah, right? Yeah.
Yes.
When I was at Vivid, some new brass came in that were hired once we got some funding bullshit. And they sucked real hardcore, and they ended up getting fired. So we were all vindicated, but they came in just like, hey, I'm going to run this call center just like a call center that is the completely different marketplace than we are. And it's like, that's not going to work, guys. And there was one day when the guy came to my boss and was like, so like, this isn't a good business, is it? And she's like, hey, I'm glad you're realizing that now, but if you want to keep working here, you got to shove that deep down.
Dude, that was a good gossip.
Yeah, see?
Oh,
I felt like the rage. There's division. I felt the division entering the space. It was good.
So it's really just razzing people, but behind their backs.
Yeah.
Exactly. What do you think? It's kind of fun.
No, it's not.
What do you think?
That was fun. I had fun when you just did that. I was like, yes, go more. Tell us. Give us names, addresses.
I'll gossip about someone, but I will bleep their name out. So one time.
Oh, my God. Yes.
This is funny because of who's here. When I was
about me?
12 or 13, so it's not about you. My brother had a friend over, and my brother and him were just laughing hysterically in the office. And they're like, James, you gotta come watch this. And this person who was over shows gay pornography and is just having a laugh, right? He's like, this is insane, right? It's two men having sex, but like not in a like devious way of like discrediting them, of just like seeing a penis go into a butt. Was just funny towards him, and that individual was.
Oh my god! Oh my gosh! It's slapstick for him. Oh gosh!
Slap dick for him.
Oh, dude, that is hilarious. I thought it was going there too. I was like, all right, Jim Patrick's friend, gay porn. Okay, just sounding like. Right now.
All right.
That is so funny.
The woman gossip queen says, like, you don't believe in that Bible stuff, do you? Clearly he does. And the last thing Bible Man says is, the Bible warned me about women like you.
Oh, oh no.
I felt that one. Oh.
And I'm like, demons? Because that's what she is.
Yeah.
And that's it.
He also makes another like misogynist dig, I think, somewhere in here. I thought he said something about her toys. I thought that's
I mean, Christianity is misogynist, so.
Yeah. I loved her little song bit. Mm-hmm. The graphics on that scene were making me nauseous. I was like, what is happening right now? Am I back at Madhouse? Did I just like take a pill that I didn't know what it was? What's going on?
Jesus Christ, this Madhouse. I'm glad I didn't go.
Yes. Honestly, I feel like it was like a hub for like bad kids, because like your parent, like if you're a parent and you're like, my kid's a little shit and I don't know what to do with them, well, I don't want to deal with them on a Wednesday night. Go to the Christian place, go to the Christian youth group. So it was just like a collection of mischievous, most of them were just like mischievous kids that would go out like during, I mean, we would skip the whole time and just go skateboard and smoke cigarettes and do whatever it was that we thought would bring the most hell to North Muskegon, the most chaos, which wasn't much, right? It doesn't take a lot to get the cops called in you in North Muskegon.
Was Madhouse by that Wesco, that church?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
by
yeah.
Bernio's and whatnot?
Yeah, which is still like a church. There's been like 8 churches in there since then.
That's the first place I ever performed live.
Really?
Yeah, it was a battle of the bands, but only 3 bands signed up, so it was just a showcase of 3 individuals.
Really? I kind of wonder if I was... I went to a couple of Battle of the Bands there, so I wonder if... I don't remember seeing you perform, though, there.
Nah, this would have been after high... like, a year after high school, okay. So you probably weren't in the thick of things. But guys, that's the episode!
Woo! That went fast.
Thank you so much for hopping on. Do you have anything to plug?
Parallels. My band Parallels. We all talked about it before, but go check us out. We're doing big things. Just dropped a music video, dropped our first single. So Parallels with a Z. It's real hip. Yeah, that's it.
Hell yeah. Nicole, what you got to plug?
Don't watch MILF Manor.
Do.
That's not good. I have to. No.
Visit my website, darlinghomebody.com. I got stickers and whatnot. Stickers, pins, prints, and gifts for Sweet and Salty, Goths, Gays, Girls, and Days is my newest tagline. Follow Darling Homebody on social medias. And join the Darling Homebody Society, which is also on my website. This month is Steve B's dog playing an electric guitar, just being a cool dude.
Before bed.
Yeah. Gotta check that out.
Yeah. Hey guys, head over to mlmpod.com to find out information about my other podcasts, like The Height of Horror and Formulaic. Go check those out, baby. And listen to my music under Marshland Monster. Have a new song with Dragon Boy Sway dropping tomorrow, ooh, March 25th or 4th, whatever that Friday is, 4th, I think. It's a good time. Go check it out. We have more in the hopper. Also, Crazy 8 the Snapcase and I putting out an EP on April 7th, wherever music is found. And head over to the Patreon, patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content straight for your ears. And we have a new tagline. We're the WASP. The Wild Ambrosia Sniffin' Patreon. Figure that out on tomorrow's episode of This Existed, where we're discussing Beware Children at Play, one of Troma's most wild and crazy movies, and has the greatest ending of any cinematic feature ever. And then, if you're a $10 patron, you get exclusive content monthly style in the form of Straight to Patreon currently, and you get your names right on every single free feed podcast. So let's begin with those, starting with Alex Z, The Waz, Steve F, Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Orion, he's a rapper, Defo, D-F-O, Jordan B, The Chaos Witch, My Bickle, Brother in Common Law, Joshua, Jacus, Steve Barnes, the aforementioned guy with a dog with a guitar, My Mother, Lil Corey's BFF and roommate, Shane, That Fed, and twitch.tv/CoreWinning. It's Corwin. Also, big shout out to Torchy for joining the Patreon. Torchy Berry on Twitch, baby. I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Travis.
And we've been Mostly Babbling Bible Man. Bye-bye. This has been a Marshland Media production produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/MLMpod and sign up today. All right, I got my already written.
Is that your Bible?
What? No, it's
you got your Bible out. That was fast, bro.
No, it's my notebook.
Oh,
handy dandy
yes.
style.
Yes, that's where you take the notes from when you read your Bible.
Yes, I highlight passages there, then rewrite them here. So it's a learning tool.
Out of your rad Bible for teens, spelled with a Z.
Yeah.
It's your Bible diary. It's where you tell Jesus your deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, I'm constantly saying, but Jesus, I don't have a big dick. You should know this. Please. Then all of a sudden, I hold the pen in my hand and say, Jesus, make a circle if you believe me. And then he just does the Stussy S. And I'm like, no, Bibles. I was going to call him Bible Man, but it's Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because God forgets.
Just automatic writing, but it's Jesus.
Yeah. Wait, is that what it's called, automatic writing?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, but it's Jesus. I'm that of the Pope, if you will. But I don't get direct messages into my dome piece. It's through my hand on
automatic
a pencil.
Automatic writing, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just sort of go into a trance and the hand just does what it does.
Mm-hmm. He also does that for cross stitch. Okay. I just put the needle there and...
I'd love to see your anointed cross stitch sometime.
It's another Stussy S.
They're just like upside down crosses. They're just most grotesque things that your grandma would put up in her house or something.
But then you just turn it upside down.
I don't even technically know what cross stitch is. What is that? Is it like quilting?
No, it's, you know, when you see those circles and it looks like stitches.
I think he's talking about like needlework.
Yeah, needleworks, cross stitch.
Oh, okay.
Embroidery.
Okay. Embroidery.
Cross stitch because a lot of the times you get like designs that in a grid and it shows you how to make these designs.
Okay. And you cross fabrics involved and needles. Yeah.
I now understand when I go from Jesus to cross stitch because he loves the cross.
Yeah.
Yes. It's his favorite shape.
Cross stitch, cross fit.
What if it's like actually his least favorite shape because
it
that's what he got murdered on and everyone's just like.
Yeah, it's just like a constant reminder of all of the agony he went through.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I could be that cool at all that people could start following my works. They're like, we love Hymnom. I'm like, that's my worst, guys. That's my version of the cross.
Yeah, but you have to die first.
Oh, please.
What?
Jesus just like capitalized on the crucifixion thing, huh?
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, he just owned it and became his like brand.
His brand, yeah.
It's just like the Romans killing people on crosses and then all of a sudden it's like his symbol. Pretty badass.
Like, whoever invented crucifixions probably pissed at him.
Right.
Like, that's my thing.
Like, zero cred at all given to the guy that invented the crucifixion.
But
because
when it comes to torture methods, because that's really what that was.
Right.
Like, the people can take that back for sure.
Right. Right. Which we should.
Yeah. We should. You want to know what? Good on Death Row Records. They took back the electric chair.
Yes.
You guys are like, I don't know the Death Row Records logo. It's just a man in an electric chair.
I assumed as much.
Okay.
Yeah, I could figure it out.
All right, let's intro the podcast. All right. Oh, yeah.